Girls tennis here, Lady Beaver tennis team wrapped up WAC play, or GWAC play, excuse me, on Monday, and they'll have 4A regionals coming up here on Saturday in McPherson. We got a couple of seniors that are going to be on the show here as they get ready for regional tennis. Jimena coming up here first. Jimena Garcia Senior, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, here you go. Are you ready for regionals now?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's good. Last Monday you were at the doubles there for league there. You and Kennedy there, number two doubles. Actually, it's no such thing anymore now since it's all together for regionals. But seventh place finish. How'd you feel like you guys were able to compete together?
I feel like we did really well. We just had to adjust to the wind a little bit more, and I feel like we could have done so much better. Definitely some of those teams, we could have beat them, but it was rough with the wind.
I noticed that as well the time I was out there. It just felt like when you were going from south to north there, I mean, that was – it kind of carried on you. But going in there, you'd hit one high, and it just dropped straight down. How frustrating can that be?
It's very frustrating because usually those shots work, and so, like, you're used to hitting them. So when you hit one and it doesn't go in, you get a little frustrated. But definitely I had to adjust a lot.
Well, and – do you feel like, I mean, you came out and you won your last match there for seventh. That had to be pretty nice, didn't it?
Yeah, it felt pretty good to win that last match, especially since we won 9-0. It felt really good to win that one.
Dominating.
Like that.
Dominating. Yep. you get ready for regionals this weekend. That's got to be pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Definitely it's going to be an experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and hopefully things can work out well for you here. But, what's been your favorite part of being on the varsity this year?
Definitely hanging out with Haley. We love gossiping on the way there and on the way back and sitting in between matches.
Now, did you just randomly pick Haley since she's sitting right next to you?
Nope.
Well, that's good. But, that has to be a pretty fun experience. And I know you're looking forward to this weekend here. And great start to the season for you. Good luck this week and hope things work out for you.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Jimena Garcia joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we get to talk to another senior. She's been mentioned already, Haley Hickert. And we had her on a couple weeks ago, I believe. And welcome back. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. You had a pretty good day on Monday. Fifth place, I believe it was.
Yes.
How did you feel like that your day was?
In the beginning, it didn't go very well, but it got better learning to adjust to the wind and just like getting back into the rhythm with the wind and having to switch sides. It just took a little bit of time, I feel like.
Yeah, it's very rare you see that drastic of a change, even with the strong wind gust. And it kind of keeps you mentally in check, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. Just like having to really focus on where to place the balls and how hard or soft to hit them.
Yeah, no, I watched your last couple of matches there. You had a pretty good run there. Dropped the first point there, but against the Ulysses girl and then came back solid. That just kind of gets you fired up after maybe giving up that first point?
Yeah, it really did. And just like losing that first one, I was just like, I don't really want to get sixth at home GWAC. So just pushed through it.
And it was the last time on the court, so going out with a win is even better, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Now you get to focus here a couple days here before you're taking the court. It's going to be a little cooler on Saturday, but it should be a pretty nice day overall. What is the biggest thing you look forward to when you hit the court for regionals on Saturday?
I'm looking really forward to meeting new people and getting to play more people and just like learning new techniques. We've been learning some new techniques during practice and stuff.
What's been the takeaway this year for you in tennis? Or what's been your favorite moment?
Definitely talking with Jimena during the rides, and we gossip a lot, like she said.
You guys must have some pretty good conversations when you guys both bring that up. I mean, with each other. All right. I don't know if I want to hear them, but I'm sure they were good. But Haley, good luck to you coming up here this weekend, and thanks again for joining me, and congratulations on a good start to the season here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Haley Hickert joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Will now be talking here momentarily here with Coach Cheryl Kacharik as she will take the headset as Scott City gets ready for 4A regional tennis coming here on Saturday. And Coach, Monday, a big day there. It was an all-day affair there at the courts there in Scott City. You weren't the host, even though it was on the home courts, hosted by Cimarron, but a good day, a third-place finish, tight 2 and 3 there, and ended up being in third place. But I think it was a good day overall.
Overall, it was a great day. You know, the girls held their seeds. They played tough. And, in fact, Mallory was the third seed, and she ended up placing second, which she, you know, had a loss against the girl from Tribune, and the Cimarron girl had beaten her, so that's why she was given the third seed. But she went out on the court and took care of business and beat her 9-2 from Cimarron. So great day.
Yeah, no, that is a big deal there, big Monday there to come out on top. And I think actually looking back, all your last matches there, the tournament guys all won.
We did.
Well, the only one is Mallory, but, you know,
right.
For her, in a way, it's a victory to get into the finals there, being a three seed and getting above your seed.
True. And, you know, Mallory played Bellamy that last round, and she lost to her 3-9, but played her better than she did the first time she played her. And, you know, she got two games right in a row and kind of got Bellamy a little frustrated. And that was great to see that frustration. And I think it was good for Mallory as far as a confidence builder to see that she can go through and win.
You know, and you mentioned that back-to-back points there. And I bet it's been pretty rare for her to – in a situation, especially, you know, I know she went to Wichita Collegiate or whatever a couple weeks ago, but playing competition in other tournaments, it's probably been very rare for her to give up back-to-back points.
It has been, I'm sure. Now, she saw some great competition when she went to Wichita Collegiate and, you know, different people than what she has seen here in Western Kansas. But, you know, so I thought, but I was real pleased with the way Mallory played her.
I think you guys are really peaking at the right time, it seems like, as you head to regionals on Saturday.
We are. We're looking forward to getting there at regionals. It's going to be, I think the high is maybe around 68. I've seen different forecasts. Some of them say 68, some of them say 71. But even with that 3 degrees there, it's going to be a great day. Wind is not expected to be blowing, so it'll be a great day for tennis.
And you guys, I'm assuming you guys are going to leave on Friday, maybe.
Yes.
Are you guys able to practice a little bit on the courts?
Yeah, we're going to leave in right after lunch, and you know, we'll get there mid-afternoon and be able to go and practice, and so that'll be good just to kind of see the courts and see where we're playing. It's different. In fact, Coach and I were tonight talking about a couple things, and we kept having to remind ourselves it's just a one-day regional where we've been used to playing regionals in 2 days, so it's taking us some adjustment.
Well, it's adjustment. It's been 3 years since you guys have had to be on the road for regionals for girls.
And very true. We've been able to sleep the night before in our own beds.
Yeah. But no, and then, yeah, it's been a few years since it's been 4A, of course, but in a way, is it kind of nice to see some different competition that you guys haven't seen all year, maybe as compared to if you were in a regional out here in 3-2-1A where you've seen a lot of those before?
You know, it's kind of mixed. I mean, we're looking forward to seeing some new competition, but also we don't know exactly what to expect. Coach and I have both been looking at records and seeing who they've played, but some of the teams we don't know because we haven't seen them. We've only seen about half of them.
That'll be interesting, and I think it'll be fun. It'll make for an interesting seating meeting, at least.
It will.
But, yeah, I'm just trying to think of the teams that you've seen. You've seen Ulysses, Colby, and maybe Clay Center.
Clay Center.
And Concordia.
And Concordia.
So, yeah, you've seen – that's good to see at least a good chunk of the field, though.
Right. We've seen half of them. So that's always positive.
All right. Once again, Coach Cheryl Kacharik joining us here talking girls tennis as they head to regionals. Can't believe we're talking postseason already. That's coming up here on Saturday for them. And thanks again for the time. Good luck, and hopefully get quite a few girls through to state.
Thank you, Adam.